Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your best stock option. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The TSA's new Families on the Fly program adds kid-friendly lanes and pre-check discounts just in time for summer travel. Although it's not yet in Chicago, the concept is expanding. Let's talk about it with Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief at SheBuysTravel.com here in Chicago. And Cindy, I'm pretty sure every parent with a young child, their ears perked up at the sound of this story, because if it's one thing that we dread when traveling with a young child, it's getting through that TSA line.
Well, it's not so much the getting through the TSA line. It's the stink eye you get from all the people who don't have children who are in line behind you.
Those judgy stares. I know. Yeah, I don't want them crying either.
Exactly. And that's what's so great about it. And, Homeland Security picked exactly the right airport to start it. They're going to start it in Orlando, which if you've ever flown through there, it is like a daycare center, right? Everybody's there to go to Disney World. And everybody's got kids, most of them are sporting their Disney years, waiting in the TSA lines to get through security. But so the things that you need to know about this, or the families need to know about this, is it's going to be a little slow roll. It's going to take them a little while to get things set, because it's going to require a lot of, reconfiguration of the security lines. But it is the next step, right? A couple of years ago, they said we could leave the kids' shoes on, which was a big deal. But now there's going to be dedicated lines. So people who have younger, particularly younger children, because if you have kids who are older than 12, they've got to do all the things that adults have to do anyway, if they have to take off their shoes and all that kind of stuff. But if you have little ones, especially if you've got strollers and, diaper bags and all of the accoutrements that go with little kids, it can take a long time to get through security. So now people, families like that will have their own lines. So everybody in that line will presumably be sympathetic and be going through the same stuff. So you're not going to get the stink eye from the business travelers like, I allowed 10 minutes to get to my gate and you've taken up 9 of my minutes.
Yeah. I have to think, too, that when you make that sort of separation, one, it's a stress relief for parents to know you're among good company. And then it's also a relief for those in the regular line to know that maybe those will move a little quicker, too.
Well, absolutely. And so there are a lot of little bits and pieces to this that we need to be aware of. It's only going to be in Orlando and Charlotte initially. And then the next rollout, also good choices, John Wayne Airport, which is the Santa Ana Airport in Southern California, which is the closest airport to Disneyland. So if you want to go to Disney on the West Coast, you'll also have the option of a family lane when you're coming home. And Honolulu's airport, which is also, caters to a lot of families. So they've chosen them well, but it does sound like the rollout to the other 430-some airports in the U.S. is going to be a little slow. And the other thing is they've got to staff these up. So chances are, just like, if you have TSA pre-check and you get to O'Hare really early, like a, 5:30 flight or whatever, chances are the pre-check lanes aren't open. So you could have the same thing if it's a slow time. They might not open the family lanes. So it's something that families need to be aware of. And what I am always recommending, even if there is a dedicated family lane, get to the airport early. If you're traveling with kids, don't skimp on the 2 hours ahead for domestic and 3 hours ahead for international. Just get there and just plan for entertaining the kids for a little while they wait. And the other thing that I always tell parents of little kids, because this happened to me when mine were little, make sure they understand what the security process is. If they have a lovey, a stuffed animal, the thing that they always carry with them everywhere, that thing's going to have to go through the screener. So make sure that they understand before you get there, so there's not a meltdown when they take the, you know, the teddy bear away and put it through that big scary looking machine. The kid knows what's going to happen and that the teddy bear is going to come out just fine on the other end.
Thanks so much for joining us. Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief at ShebuysTravel.com.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.